Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
We're at Sydney Olympic Park at National Manufacturing Week, and I'm joined by Jared Bassan, the practice consulting partner. We were just talking about it, for Emerging Technologies for DXC Technology. Jared, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. So I run the Emerging Technology team in DXC's consulting group, and we look at all sorts of technologies. One of the most relevant ones here at National Manufacturing Week this week is augmented reality.
Great, and that's what we're going to talk about. Maybe for those who don't know DXC, it's CSC and HP coming together as DXC, is that right?
CSC and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Services
merged in
April 2017. Forming the one of the largest pure play IT companies.
Got it. So that's a big clarification, because HP and Hewlett-Packard, very different companies.
Yeah? Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Wonderful. Augmented reality. Let's have a chat about augmented reality. And being at Manufacturing Week, or National Manufacturing Week, naturally there's that focus in manufacturing. This audience is a more cyber and cybersecurity audience as well, but we can have just a general chat about where AR, and are you in the VR space as well, virtual?
Yes, absolutely. AR, VR. We also look at gamification, and there's a number of other technologies, Internet of Things and so on, blockchain, that also are relevant as part of that conversation that we also look at as emerging technologies. And to some extent, augmented reality or virtual reality in its different forms is a way of displaying information to people. But the connections into the digital back ends that become really, really important when we start putting this into the field. So this is where these other technologies, Internet of Things, blockchain and so on, start becoming integrated into that overall solutions.
Yeah.
And of course, that raises a whole range of potential cybersecurity issues and concerns, because we now are extending our connectivity to a person who is connected potentially at all times.
Wow. And they're very different too, aren't they, in terms of augmented reality, where you have computer displays in your eyesight, versus virtual reality where you're immersed in that technology.
Absolutely. So I like to describe it like this. So with virtual reality, and most people are more familiar with virtual reality, so they've possibly tried virtual reality or at least have seen it. The challenge with virtual reality is I put a headset on and I become disconnected from the world. I cannot see what's around me. And the problem with that is if I get up and walk across my living room, I will trip over the coffee table and I'll hurt myself.
Yep.
So it's great as an entertainment experience, but I cannot practically interact with other people or work while I've got a virtual reality headset on. It's dangerous. Augmented reality is a little bit different. Augmented reality, I am seeing the real world around me. I have a display that lets me see what's going on around me, so I can continue to talk to people, I can use machinery, I can safely walk around, but I have pieces of information that are displayed, or in some cases even spoken to me, as based on the location that I'm in or what I'm looking at. So this becomes really, really powerful if we're talking about enabling workers who are in the field, because based on where they are and what they are doing, we can now display information that's relevant, directly relevant to the task that they are performing, or the next job that we want to send them to, or the machine that they're working on. So we can display, for example, Internet of Things data about the machine. We have a wonderful demonstration here today at National Manufacturing Week where we have an excavator, and as the excavator is being driven around and it incurs bumps or damage or other things that might cause a problem with the machine, we can actually see that same information overlaid onto the machine using augmented reality to display. So we can know how many bumps it's had in the course of the day. We can see if there's been damage, we can see the work orders come up, and we can even see which part of the machine has got the outstanding work order on it, so that a maintenance person can go directly and fix that part of the equipment.
There's no shortage in terms of the imagination where this can be applied, whether it be health and doctors looking at a body and able to to bring up scans and x-rays and the like, through to, I understand, my space is in consulting to cities and city CCTV surveillance systems.
Correct.
And able to, you know, replace the operations room to a headset, and they can still access cameras and other information and other sensors, and all that can be displayed in an augmented vision.
Absolutely. So you've touched on a number of really interesting points there. So being able to take a spatial visualization and understand what's going on in 3D space, it's actually quite difficult to do when you're on a two-dimensional screen. So one of the things that we can do with augmented reality is create like operations control room type scenarios. And think of it a little bit like the World War II filter room with the people moving the planes around to understand where the air attacks are coming from. We can create those kinds of displays in augmented reality, so we can create a really hyper-realistic visualization of a geography and all the things that are happening. And that can be used for military applications, that can be used for situation control, so emergency response type scenarios. It can even be used just to visualize data that needs to be related to space. So it could be for city planning, for example, understanding where traffic usage...
I've even seen it in the cybersecurity realm. You know, companies like the Cylances of this world that do sort of a breakdown analytics of malware in a network. You can start to visualize that network and see where files and attacks are taking place.
And it provides a level of insight that is not readily available or at least not readily understandable by people who are looking at a purely two-dimensional screen.
I suppose it then comes down to the headsets and the way that this is... And we talked about the connectivity to, you know, the processing systems behind it. What are some of the leading headsets and what should people be, particularly say for potential clients or people go, okay, well, I want to start to apply this technology, where would they start to go other than come and talk to DXC?
So at DXC we work with a range of different devices and equipment. Because we're consulting, we are really looking at the applications of these technologies, and we're advising clients on the most appropriate hardware devices for their situation. And there is a range of different devices, everything from devices that are specially designed to be used in an industrial setting, for example, the Daiquiri headsets or the RealWear headsets. We have slightly different capabilities, but they're designed very much for an industrial use case. So they are they may be waterproof and dustproof and rugged in terms of being able to survive drops and so on. Through to devices like the Microsoft HoloLens, which is really designed more for an indoor office type environment or training room environment. And then we have other devices that are tethered, which means that they actually have to be connected to a PC or a laptop or something else. So again, there are a number of devices produced by HP, Lenovo, Samsung and so on that use Windows Mixed Reality Toolkit and connect to PCs. So there's a very wide range of devices that are out there. They have a lot of different capabilities and they're appropriate for different situations. But at the end of the day, what's important is being able to create the displays and connect, most importantly of all, connect the information into those displays. So whether it's a worker in the field or whether it's a person doing analysis of a cybersecurity attack or whether it's a medical professional who is in a remote location and they want to be able to call up an expert to see what they're looking at, you need to choose the right type of hardware that serves that purpose.
Recently, it was Cisco actually that recently said by 2025 the mobile phone will be gone and we'll all be wearing or have wearables or, you know, have some sort of augmented headset. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, I absolutely agree. The only question in people's mind, I think, is not if it will happen, but when it will happen. There's some debate as to the speed and pace of the technology and when it will be ready for mass adoption. Tim Cook from Apple has very publicly spoken about Apple's commitment to augmented reality and that Apple see augmented reality as the next wave of computing in the same way as PCs and then the internet and then the smartphones.
It's the Bill Gates vision, isn't it, of where the computer will be gone.
Absolutely. So those revolutions, they're seeing augmented reality as the same magnitude impact on the way we work with computers. So if we look at it from that context, yes, absolutely. I expect that some point in the mid-2020s, we will also be using augmented reality headsets of some shape or form as the primary method of interfacing with computers. So our smartphones, at least in their current form, will maybe not exist or will be at least integrated with headsets.
So there goes the podcast. So I think we're probably till 2020 and the podcast will be gone. Jared Basson, the practice consulting leader, I don't know what you guys are doing at DXC in terms of your titles, but you're in the emerging technology space. And it's a fascinating area. For those who haven't been able to get down to National Manufacturing Week, there's robots and drones and augmented reality and 3D printers everywhere, and that's just in the manufacturing space. So obviously every industry will be impacted. So thanks very much for joining us, Jared.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.